The Church, in her wisdom, sets out weekly readings from the Gospels. These readings allow us to follow the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and the story of our salvation. Upper Room Media presents to you the weekly Sunday homily delivered from Sydney, Australia.
The Lord teaches us about the Samaritan woman. And we read that same Gospel during the Lent, and the message at that time in the Lent for repentance and how she repented. But the message today for the Samaritan lady, for Jesus giving us the living water by his salvation when he died for us on the cross, and by his resurrection he enabled us to preach the good news and to break the bonds of sins to others. So the Samaritan lady was the entrance or the starting point or the first person to actually go and preach to the people of Samaria. Every Sunday of those coming 7 weeks till the Feast of the Weeks, which is the Pentecost, every Sunday we have a message. And last week's message was one of the gifts of faith and the power of resurrection, that we abide in Christ through his body and blood. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. And the previous Sunday was Thomas's doubt, Thomas's Sunday. And we celebrate, blessed are those who believe without seeing, believe and the power of faith and trusting in the Lord. And it's mentioned in the Bible that even the demons, they believe. And using the word believe, that they actually know exactly who Christ is and what he did for humanity. But their faith and their trust and their belief in God is not transformed into actions, into way of life, and that's why they cannot be saved. So the evil, the soldiers of evil and Satan and his soldiers cannot be saved. The Samaritan people were in enmity between them and the Jews, and the reason for that, when they separated from the Jewish nation, they became half idol worshippers and half idol, half worshipping according to the father tradition. So they know Father Jacob, the father of father, the patriarch, who digged a well for them. And that's the well, exact well, where Jesus started to say to them, from now on, as you are following Father Jacob, now you follow me, because the father Jacob, the father of the fathers, or the father of the 12 tribes, he was to preach for me. When he prophesied about his 12 children before his death, he said about the tribe of Judah that someone will come from the descendants of Judah that will save the people. And then the Samaritan lady said to Jesus, "Are you the Messiah that our father Jacob told us about?" He said, "I am." So the Lord replaced in the Samaritan lady's mind the source of nourishment and the source of quenching her thirst from the water of Father Jacob to the water of Christ, and he said to her, "I'll give you the living water." The Samaritan lady, with a very nice dialogue, she started to ask many questions, where to worship, but the Lord was not sidetracked by her questions from the most important question for all humanity, that we have to have the right heart and the right spirit to worship God in fear. He said, it doesn't matter where you worship, what really matters is whom you worship and how you worship. Whom you worship and how you worship. Like the exact scenario of at the end of the Coptic year, when we remember the end of age and the second coming. People worry about when is the second coming, but our church always teaches us how we will be prepared, how will we be prepared for the second coming of Christ, and how we were going to meet him not to worry about the timing, but to worry about our internal life and our situation when he comes, or if our life ends before his coming, how are we going to meet him? How are we going to meet him? Today also, my friends, we would like to highlight the beauty and the importance of the habit of having a soft and sensitive heart, a soft and sensitive heart. My friends, sin makes our heart tough, and hatred makes our heart resilient and not accepting others. And the heart of a person that will not accept others will not be able to see Christ, will not be able to see Christ. And this is the danger of the sin of hatred. It's mentioned in the Bible that the Lord made the heart of Pharaoh become tougher and harder. And he saw 9 miracles, and still he would not let the people of God go out of Egypt from captivity. So they were slaves for nearly 400 years, and the heart of Pharaoh was so tough. Before that also, at the time of Joseph the righteous in Genesis 39, the heart of his brethren, the 10 brothers of Joseph, their heart was so tough against their brother. And every day they saw their father Jacob crying and saying, "My son Joseph, you died, and an animal killed you." And he holds his colored tunic that he gave him as a present. But the heart of his brothers was so tough and so hard. My dear friends, when we gather in the church, as we heard this morning in the pulpit, that when we gather, everyone has to have a psalm. Can we go back to the pulpit? Everyone has to have a song, everyone has to have a teaching, everyone has to have a chanting. In the Colossians chapter 3, he warns us from the harsh heart, or the tough heart, or the heart that's not repentant. In verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So if you would like to be glorious with the Lord, this is how you conduct your life. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. What are the things, what are the members that I need to put to death? What are the sins that I need to resist? He's saying to us in verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming among the sons of disobedience. The Samaritan lady was practicing some of those sins. It was obvious that she was with a boyfriend at that time, and she had 5 husbands. And that represents that stiff heart that doesn't feel the work of God, the stiff heart that doesn't feel the love of Christ. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Covetousness is when you lie, when you make false witness to actually gain any gain. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming among the sons of disobedience. But Jesus, by his incarnation, he exchanged a position with the Samaritan lady. He said to her, I will carry your what the community despises you for. I will carry your faults and your bad passions and feelings. I will accept your repentance. You said the truth. Come, and I want to send you to become a preacher for the good news to the Samaritans. And we continue Colossians chapter 3, verse 7, in which you also once walked with when you lived in them. But now you must also put off all these things. What should we put off as Christians? You put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. So the message for us today, if my heart has started to be hardened, and some of the characters of a hard heart, that actually I don't feel pleasures in connecting with God anymore. I don't see interest in the Bible. I consider prayer is just like يعني زي بيسموه بالعربي شربة كده يعني just something that I have just to swallow. No, my friends, the Lord wants us when we come to His house, we come with cheer, we come with joy, we come to unite with Him. We come thirsty for His love. If you find yourself sometimes that you are content and you are reluctant and not interested in your Agveya or your Bible or your regular Mass every week, say to yourself, why my heart becomes stiff? Why my heart is hardened? This Samaritan lady, her heart was hardened amongst her community. From how many times they insulted her and they abused her and they labeled her names. That's why the Bible teaches us today, be careful from filthy language. Put it out of your mouth. Why? Because with the same mouth that we praise the Lord, we should not say bad things with it to our brethren. And the Bible teaches us, if you can't love your brother whom you can see, how can you say that I love God whom you can't see? So love, my friends, is undivisible. The love of God and the love of the brethren are the same. Do not lie to one another, in verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. My friends, all the time the old man will crop up to the surface and will try to overtake your life. But the true Christian, the wise one, who will actually put off the old man and try to subdue it. One of the fathers once said, our life here on earth is a big struggle between our flesh or the old man or our desires and our spirit. Our spirit needs or wishes to unite with God. Our spirit is like an eagle, and the eagle wants to fly, but this eagle's feet is tied to a dog. And when we feed the dog, which is our desires, a lot, the dog can pull the eagle down and the eagle gets weaker. But when you nourish your spirit with the word of God, when you nourish your spirit with the Bible, when you nourish your spirit with being connected to the Holy Spirit and flourishing the Holy Spirit that becomes a living water, comes from your mouth, then you will be able to be strong against sin and against desires. You have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. And again he says, put on love. Because when you put on Christ, God is love. And you put on the love that between you and your friends and the people around you, and between you and God, this love will encourage you in the spiritual path. So the reason the church has put for us this great encounter between righteousness and sin, between Lord Jesus and the Samaritan lady, that he changed the most sinner in town, the Samaritan lady, into a preacher. And the Lord, when she went and told the Samaritan people what God has said to her, they said, we know your history. What did he say to you? She said, come and see, he is the Messiah. And after Jesus went into Samaria, he stayed for 2 days, and after that the people confessed, as we see in the Gospel, the last verse, that he is the Messiah, the saving Lord who is coming to the world. So the Samaritan people believed through the witnessing of the Samaritan lady, but at the end when they dealt with Jesus one-to-one, they started to realize that he is the living water and to accept faith. May the Lord give us this understanding this morning, that we put on Christ. And this is one of the gifts of the resurrection, that the Lord wants to kill in us the old man and renew in us the new man according to his image and likeness. And may the Lord grant us all repentance and joy of worship, to have Christ in us and to worship him. Glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media.